Here's an interesting question. What do you do if you have a daughter that you love and they're back in school now, but they have a friend? And we used to say catty friend. I don't know what the word is today, but you know, that kind of a friend that can be irritating, can be troublesome to your daughter, can be discouraging to them and who they are. Maybe you have that. You know, not only girls, but that can happen with guys too. And now, unfortunately, it can happen at great speed, the speed of light, as people go online through their social platforms and leave comments and do things that can be so hurtful. Every time we've talked about this kind of topic on the air, we get a lot of calls. And so today, that's what we're going to be talking about, and I hope you'll stay tuned. By the way, if you want to share a comment on today's topic, all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. You can share your comment there or call our storyline at 888-888-1717. By the way, right now, today, this week, we have a brand new book, Limited Supply, that we want to make available to those of you who are joining us at $1 a day in support of this ministry. It's called Declutter Your Life, Discovering Freedom Through Intentional Living, and it's our gift to those of you joining us in monthly support during this special emphasis. How do I do that? Call 888-888-1717 anytime. Or again, you can just go to our website at theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support. All right, let's go to the phones. Carla, sounds like you're dealing with this with your daughter in school. What's up?
Well, my 13-year-old, they go to a small school, and there's four girls that would be friends, and what's happening is, and I know this isn't common among girls, but I don't know how to coach her on this. I was not this kind of kid at all, and my husband and I don't know what to do. There's four girls, and it seems like between my daughter and one other girl, every once in a while, they're deciding that you're not one of us, and then completely exclude her from things, and, you know, like they're on the same team, and then it's like, okay, so I'm supposed to just do things by myself, and again, it's a small school, so, you know, during recess, she'll try to walk over by them, because normally they're friends, and they just walk away, and what's very hurtful is the fact that for the first 9 years of her life, the one girl who would be the popular one that everyone wants to be friends with, they were best friends. They were, you know, close. And then there's another girl that's come on the scene, and she's more the best friend now, and my daughter's had to work through that. And I've seen her show an ugly side of how, well, if she's going to take her away from me and not share her as a friend, I'm going to do that. So we've kind of worked through that, and she's accepted the fact that she won't be the best friend anymore, but we don't know what to tell her to do with this.
Hey, Carl, you know what the first thought I had was to say to your daughter, that's life. But you can't do that. Okay, I need some help here today to be intentional. What do you tell a 13-year-old? I mean, you love your daughter, and maybe you've been through this yourself. It happens with guys, too, but in this particular case, Carl, it's your daughter, 13 years old. You're in the orbit, and then you're out of orbit. You're friends, and you're not friends. And I've got some thoughts I want to get to here myself, but that is part of the way life works, isn't it? I mean, the fact is you can be on the inside, and you can be on the outside. And negotiating these friendships can be really difficult, and especially in these teen years, it can be very traumatic. And now adding in all the digital world and what goes on with the social networks and how they connect with each other and when they're in and when they're out and things that go on can be very difficult. So something more helpful than saying that's life, why don't you come and join us here today? I'd love to get your help. For Carla, on this topic, this certainly is a decision point for a mom wanting to do a really good job. The phone line is open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. You know, I was thinking, as I heard you, Carla, talking about your daughter, sometimes one of the smartest things a person can do is not to fight trying to be in the inside group, you know, trying to be with the popular kids. I know that that's a desire, and I know we measure ourselves, but you know what? I bet you she looks around that cafeteria, or she looks around the school, and there's some other girls that, like her, that she could really connect with and be real true friends with that wouldn't be playing those kind of games. And we always kind of look at what we don't have. That's what we want to have, the friendship that's now kind of fickle back and forth, so we intensify trying to make that relationship work, and maybe encouraging her to find some friends that will be true friends, some kids she can connect with that won't be part of that circle. Got another thought I'll get to in a moment. Back with your calls here in a minute. God has a unique plan for our children despite us, which I'm thankful for. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. Abraham had two sons. One was named Isaac, the other Ishmael. And when Sarah demanded that her maidservant Hagar's and Abraham's son Ishmael leave the camp, the story sort of fell over. Yet, as God so often does, the story was only beginning. It says in Scripture that God spoke up and said, I will turn the son of the maidservant into a nation also. God writes the story of our lives through His grace. Don't write off your children too soon. Or maybe you grew up in a home where your parents didn't encourage you, didn't prepare you for the future. God has something very special for you. The story of your life is not over, even though your parents didn't help write the story for you. Live your life intentionally today.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Just joined us. Carla was a caller I talked to from Michigan a little bit ago, and she talked about having some problems with a 13-year-old daughter not fitting in with the group. You know, you're in, you're out, how sometimes, as it's been said over the years, there can be a catty experience going on, you know, where you're on the inside, then you're not. And how would you respond to that? Maybe you've been down that trail, and boy, we're getting some calls. So this is not a, by the way, Carly, you're not alone in this one, okay? 888-888-1717. Help for Carla. Here's Shannon. Hi there, Shannon. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Do you have help, or are you in the same boat?
I'm in the same boat with my daughter, who is 13, and she's got a friend who does the same thing to her. She's done it twice now since sixth grade and has cut her out just because she listens to other friends, and then they're not friends, and then they are friends. But the one thing I've told her is that she is in a really critical time where I know she wants to have lots and lots of friends, but it's one of those things where I tell her she needs to just look at some qualities that she wants in a friend, special, you know, things that she values in friendships, and start looking for that in her friendships. And if it's not there, then maybe it's not a good friendship to have.
Yeah. Well, we do, you know, in adults, we have a whole series that I've taught on friendships where I say some friendships have an expiration date with adults. Sometimes they're not healthy. Sometimes they're not building into your life. Sometimes they've worn out their friendship in a negative way. And sometimes friendships have to be changed in adulthood. That's true with kids as well. So what kinds of things, I mean, what did you tell your daughter and how did she respond to that?
It's hard. It's one of those ongoing conversations that we keep having, and it's a struggle because I've even had to do that same thing. I want to hold on to my friendships even into adulthood, and I've realized that there are friendships that I've had that I don't have anymore, and it hurts.
Yeah.
But I try to keep having an open conversation with her friends about the friends, and it's an ongoing battle that I have. So.
Have you ever shared with her your own battle? Have you ever talked about some of the friendships you've had to let go and why?
I do. I'm starting to talk to her. You know, she's like, I feel left out. You don't understand. I said, yes, I do understand. I was bullied as a kid. I do understand. So yeah. I tell her and she's like, oh, yeah, you do understand.
That's good. And then today, boy, I tell you, everything is on steroids when it comes to connectivity with kids, with the internet, and with their smartphones, and things can get not only difficult and be a little catty, as they say, but it can get downright bullying and hurtful for kids. All right. Well, Shannon, thank you for your call, and it sounds like you're being a good mom and doing what you can, helping navigate with your daughter through these difficult years.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm, glad you're listening. Renee wants to join us as well from Michigan. Renee, welcome to the program. Go right ahead. What would you say to Carla today?
Okay, Carla. Yes, I raised all girls myself, and my husband had three daughters. They're grown now. They're adult women with children of their own, and they're 36, 29, and 26. We had a lot of drama, of course, with three daughters and, you know, a lot of friends coming in and out of our household. And, you know, the girls would get hurt when they would get caught up in that same situation where, you know, my best friend became a best friend with somebody else, et cetera. And we found that what worked for us was we would sit them down and, you know, kind of get at eye level with them, maybe even kneel down in front of them and say, you know, who are you? What, you know, what is your name? And, you know, you are a beautiful person. You know, we didn't raise you to not think highly of yourself. If these friends don't want to play nice or be nice to you, then, you know, you need to step away. It's just not worth it. Mm-hmm. You also need to have the mentality that you're worthy to be loved and to have friends. You know, you are, you know, and we'd say their name, you know, we raised you to be proud of yourself. Don't be bullied. Don't be let down by people like that. Just hold your head high. And then we'd have the other motto, and they still laugh about it now as adults. We'd say, well, why do you think they're bothering you? And the blank stare would happen, and we'd finally say, okay, here's the answer. Because you're letting them. Once you don't let them have the power and they don't get a reaction out of you, it will stop. You know, they're getting a reaction, so you're giving them the power. Take your power back. Be friendly. We're not telling you to be, you know, unfriendly, not polite. You need to treat people the way you want to be treated. Love your neighbor as yourself. We never, you know, we always instilled that. But don't allow that mentality of the snotty, snarky bullying to take place in your circle of friends. You don't have to.
That's good. That's good. Good wisdom. And you can look back at it now with your grown daughters and see what you did right. And sounds like you did things right on course. You know, two things that Renee did that we talk about in intentional living. One is you're acknowledging the fact that that's upsetting to your 13-year-old, Carla. You're just acknowledging, like we heard Renee say, hey, I know that hurts. I know that's difficult. It's not the way it's supposed to be. We didn't raise you, you know, to experience these kinds of things. But at the same time, here's some things that you can do. So it's kind of having the both hands. One hand is you're focusing on acknowledging their feelings, acknowledging that it's difficult, but then giving them some strategies. And the more they can accept the strategies in terms of making them their own, the better off they're going to be. And hopefully, because here at Intentional Living, our goal is to help you raise a responsible adult. That's part of what we do. And if you can train your children as teenagers to see how hurtful it is for them when they're excluded, it'll help them not to exclude others. In other words, they become more intentional in terms of their relationship with other friends and people they run into, not only as teenagers, but throughout life. If you just joined us earlier, I talked with Carla, and Carla sort of is the question of the day. She's facing a decision with how to counsel her 13-year-old daughter. Knowing some of you missed it, can we play an excerpt from that call, and then we'll come back and take some more calls as you're joining in to help Carla and others who may have maybe a little bit of problems with a teenage son or daughter where they're being excluded from or excluding others in their circle of friends.
Well, my 13-year-old, they go to a small school, and there's four girls that would be friends. And what's happening is, and I know this isn't common among girls, but I don't know how to coach her on this. I was not this kind of kid at all. And my husband and I don't know what to do. There's four girls, and it seems like between my daughter and one other girl, every once in a while, they're deciding that you're not one of us, and then completely exclude her from things. And, you know, like they're on the same team, and then it's like, okay, so I'm supposed to just do things by myself. And again, it's a small school, so, you know, during recess, she'll try to walk over by them because normally they're friends, and they just walk away. And what's very hurtful is the fact that for the first 9 years of her life, the one girl who would be the popular one that everyone wants to be friends with, they were best friends.
All right, that was Carla, and you want to respond. Obviously, Carla, you're not alone. 888-888-1717. Let's go. Rose is in California with a comment on this today. Go right ahead, Rose.
Yes, good morning, and God bless everyone.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to start out by saying that the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Mm. And with that, you know, the Lord's strength needs to be realized. And as parents, you know, like the one commentator said, you know, that's the way of the world or that's life or something like that. It's true. But what we have to do with our children, in my opinion, is that we have to instill in them the power and the might of God's Holy Spirit, and that they are children of God, mm-hmm. each of them.
Now, did you have and this that, situation with your children?
Well, when I was, I'm an only daughter, and I have five brothers. And my father always told me, "Nobody is better than you. You're as good as everyone else." And he always told me that. So, you know, I have two daughters, and I have three granddaughters.
Hmm. How old and are your granddaughters?
My granddaughters are 4, 12, and 15.
Have you seen it with the teenage ones? The older
I
ones?
I have. Like I said, what I've just said and how I feel is my granddaughters have, I tell them that.
Yeah.
I tell them that. So they know when to stay and they know when not to stay, to mm-hmm. leave a situation or a relationship where it's not even.
Well, you know, it's so difficult too, I think, Rose, because this is such a vulnerable age and it's a transitional age, you know, the 13, 14-year-old young boys and girls and wanting to be accepted, wanting to be included. And today, I think it's even more so than ever because of the social world that we live in and the connectivity of the world. And as we share with our kids, acknowledging that it's difficult for them, this is a process they're going through. It's not always going to be the feelings that they're having, but then equipping them with some really practical things that they can do. One is, and I really believe this, if you can help your son or daughter see that there are kids around them that have needs, that there are other children that they could reach out to and have a connectivity with them and minister to them or love them or care for them. That is such a powerful thing, you know. And I think if we can help instill in the hearts of our teenagers that there's a world of hurt around them, and if they can see the needs of others and start to have an attitude to reach out and touch other people in need and care for other people, and not always looking to find that connection with that group or with that person that, frankly, is not necessarily the best kind of friend for them anyway, and develop these kind of one-on-one positive relationships that parents sometimes we can help orchestrate. It can be very a positive thing for their lives. All right. Thank you, Rose. Appreciate your call. I'll tell you what, today we've hit a nerve and we'd love to have you join in. We're going to stay here and continue to record these afterward for a later program. But many of you as moms and dads have related to this as it comes to helping your teenage daughter, especially in these relationships where they feel excluded, to really do the right thing and be intentional. Come and join us. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Hi, I wanted to tell Dr. Randy how my husband and I are choosing to be intentional parents. We are not teaching our daughter that happiness is paramount. We actually are teaching her to be a decision maker and to be a faith-based decision maker based on principle, and we're really focusing on right and wrong as opposed to do what makes you happy. So we are teaching her that happiness will be there. It's not something you will have to pursue if you're a faith-based decision maker. So thank you, Dr. Randy, for reminding us all to be intentional and sharing the benefits of other people's intentional living with us. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're being, you said it, an intentional parent. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they're older, they won't depart from it. And that is so true. I've seen in my own life when we've planted trees, you know, little seedlings, if you don't tie them up straight, they can start to bend in all sorts of different directions. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not so good. And as a parent, we can help guide that a little bit in the way they should go in terms of their relationship with Christ. And when they come to Christ early, it makes it so much easier for them and for a lifetime as that tree starts to harden up, you know, and we get that way as we get older in life, that it's being built and going in the right direction. That's powerful. All right, we're talking about kids today, in particular daughters, and if you want to join in the ministry with your support, I'm going to tell you how you can do that. We have a very special book, brand new, just being released, on how to declutter your life. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. I have less control than I think I do. I get an airplane and I take off. I don't have much control. In fact, have you ever had a turbulence where all of a sudden the plane jerks and you grab hold of the armrest? As though by grabbing those armrests, this plane is going to settle down. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Again, one of the lessons we learned, we have little control. When you get on an airplane, that's one of the things you learn. 9 other lessons of life that can be taught to your kids, to your Sunday school group, if you're working with young people, some things you can talk about. I think the lesson's a very practical one this month. It's our featured lesson. It's for our members, those of you who are supporting monthly. It's up there on our website, exclusively for members. And those joining today, by the way, when you join us in monthly support, $1 a day or more for the ministry, you're doing 2 things. You're releasing us to reach more people for Christ. We'll use the dollars to impact people through radio, through podcasts, events, and all the things that we do online and on the radio. And secondly, it allows us to release to you access to the site for our members, where we have all of the exclusive teaching available for you, including this lesson on 10 things I learned on an airplane. And when you join us monthly at $1 a day or more, we're going to make sure you receive a brand new book, frankly, just arrived this week. It's a book that I wrote and worked with my team on developing called Declutter Your Life, Discover Freedom Through Intentional Living. How to Discover Real Freedom Through Intentional Living. It's a very practical book. It's one of the 3 steps of intentional living. The first one really focusing on decision making, then on doing, and then on decluttering. And I think you'll find it very helpful. It's available to you. All you have to do is call anytime. We have all the operators taking 24 hours a day, taking calls this week and next. As you call, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Tell them you want to support intentional living. Or anytime, of course, you can go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the donate icon there. And I just want to say thank you during this very special month, this emphasis in September. We need you. And I'm really counting on your support to help us continue. All right, let's get back to the calls. Jasmine wants to join us today. Jasmine, welcome to the program.
Hi. Yeah, I went through this in like 6th and 7th grade with kind of the same group of girls. It was really interesting. About a year ago, the one who was the popular one, the ringleader, the one who everyone wanted to be friends with, I confronted her about how she hurt me, and she apologized. And we actually, you know, came to terms on that. We don't talk now, but it did feel good to, I don't know, clear the air, I guess. But what I really wanted to say to Carla was, I guess the best thing to tell your daughter is to really love herself and know that God loves her too. I have spent time cultivating my passions and, you know, getting a greater understanding for who I really am. I think that's what has, you know, helped me the most get out of that bullying phase. And, you know, then you do forge real friendships through life. It's, yes, it is part of life, but the beauty is that you do get that, I guess, extra bit of intentional, you know, noticing the underdog, like the other caller said, or, you know, noticing the person that's lonely because you were once lonely. So
how did you cope with that when you were back there in 6th grade? How did it feel?
It was hard. I'm not going to back down from that. It was very hard. There were times where I didn't want to go to recess because I knew I would be alone, like Carla's daughter. And I would go into the bathroom, the girls' bathroom, and spend the entire recess period in there hiding. And, you know, if I could go back and see my younger self, I'd give her a huge hug and let her know she's not alone, and let her know about the inner beauty that she has and she only has. It doesn't matter about the acceptance of friends or having a lot of friends. If you've got a great family who loves you and a relationship with God, and those friends will come. And I've got a lifelong friend from 8th grade on. We've been close, and we are to this day. We're both 27 years old, so that's 14 years of friendship right there.
That's fantastic. Well, Jasmine, I'm glad you're listening. Wisdom that you've shared, and I hope we got some young girls listening, too, that are hearing from you as their senior today.
Thank you
for your call.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I listen to my daughter. She's a teenager. And I make sure that my daughter knows that I love her. I tell her she is the best gift I've ever been given. And praise God, I just love her with all my heart. And I just want to thank you guys for your ministry.
Well, we're glad to do it. Thank you. And keep loving that daughter. I'll tell you, every stage is a unique stage. My dad, many years ago, when we were in the process of raising our kids, used to say, hang on, Randy and Donna, they're going to go through different stages. Don't worry about it. Only worry about it if they get stuck in a certain stage. You know, you don't want your 30-year-old to still be acting like an adolescent. You want them to move through that stage. And one of the ways we do that was a lot of love and encouragement. You know, today we've been talking about how to do that, how to deal with some of the difficulties, and today it's serious. It's not just the teasing and things that maybe we talked about years ago. We got bullying going on. We got people that are taking disagreements to another level. We've got online young people today, what they're facing with their social sites and the impact and how they're being used and misused and abused in so many ways as parents to be really smart. You know, one of the things we have to do if we want to be a smart, intentional parent is to declutter our lives, declutter our priorities, declutter our schedule, declutter some of the things that we say and do. And we put together a brand new book, myself and my team, that frankly just arrived this week. And we're making it available for the very first time, called Declutter Your Life, Discovering Freedom Through Intentional Living. And we said we're going to make it available here in this time for each new member who will join us in monthly support of the ministry for a dollar a day or more, or those of you increasing your monthly support, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We need your help. Every dollar goes to reach more people for Christ. Stretch with us. Let's get this done for God's glory and certainly for the benefit of our family and ourselves. How do I do it? Call anytime. We've got operators now 24 hours a day, this week and next. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support. God bless you. Have a great day.